about to pass that way. And when Jesus came to the place, he looked up and said to him, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." So he hurried and came down and received him joyfully. And when they saw it, they all grumbled. "He has gone in to be the guest of a man who is a sinner." But Zacchaeus stood and said to the Lord, "Behold, Lord, the half of my goods I give to the poor. And if I have defrauded anyone of anything, I restore it fourfold." And Jesus said to him, "Today salvation has come to this house, since he also is a son of Abraham. For the Son of Man came in to seek and to save the lost." Gospel of the Lord.
Praise be to thee, O Christ. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of our hearts be always acceptable in thy sight, our God, our strength, and our Redeemer. Amen.
Amen.
On October the 31st, 1517, 493 years ago today, Martin Luther nailed his 95 Theses to the door of All Saints Church in Wittenberg, Germany, sparking the Protestant Reformation. And today, Protestant churches all over the world celebrate what we now call Reformation Day. It was only a few weeks ago that you heard the rector tell you about Martin Luther and his conversion to faith in Jesus Christ. After becoming a monk, and even after being ordained a priest, Martin Luther said that he did not love God, but in fact hated him. Whenever he thought about the righteousness of God, it did not lift his heart, but in fact drove him into deep despair. But when Luther heard Paul's words in the epistles to the Romans, that the just person lives by faith, God opened his heart. Luther wrote, "This immediately made me feel as if I had been born again and entered through the open gates into paradise itself." Luther went from being an enemy of God to a child of God. This morning's gospel lesson predates Luther by nearly 1,500 years, but the same grace that broke into Luther's life is the same grace that changed the heart of Zacchaeus. Jesus' love for sinners has not diminished, and he still seeks out those who are up in sycamore trees. Now, Zacchaeus, he heard that Jesus was coming to Jericho. And as the crowds were so great, and he was so small in stature, Zacchaeus found a sycamore tree to climb up into for a better look. He was curious about Jesus and didn't want to miss the opportunity to see him. And then the most unlikely thing happened. Jesus, in the midst of this great crowd, looked up and shouted to Zacchaeus, "Zacchaeus, hurry and come down, for I must stay at your house today." Jesus invited himself to the home of Zacchaeus. Zacchaeus, of course, couldn't get down from that tree fast enough. And that afternoon, the most unlikely of converts, Zacchaeus, the chief tax collector, the rich man, the sinner, became a Christian, and his life was changed for eternity. There is no doubt that the Lord Jesus has a great love for sinners. From our perspective, and from the perspective of the folks in Jericho, Zacchaeus is the worst of the worst. He's a traitor to his own people. Though a Jew, he is the chief tax collector for the Roman government in Jericho. He makes his living by taking a cut from the labor of his underlings. And the people of Jericho call him what? A sinner. They like Jesus' miracles. Can't get enough of those. And they like a good bit of his teaching. But they do not care for the people that he spends time with, the people Jesus invests in. Jesus couldn't be any clearer regarding what his ministry is about. For the Son of Man came to seek and to save the lost. You can't get much more lost than Zacchaeus. It is clear that no one is too bad to be saved or beyond the power of Christ's grace. In Zacchaeus' conversion, we see the camel passing through the eye of the needle and a rich man entering the kingdom of God. God doing that which is seemingly impossible. Well, we all know people who live their spiritual lives up in sycamore trees, don't we? They have a passing interest in Jesus, but they don't know him. Some of these folks seem very far off. Every conversation you have with them at the dinner table over your Thanksgiving meal seems to increase your sense of despair and hopelessness about their spiritual condition. You pray, but you think that it seems highly unlikely that your son, your daughter, your mother, your father, your brother, your sister, your husband, your wife, your friend will ever know the saving power of Jesus Christ. But look at Zacchaeus. God's arm is not too short to save. If he can save Zacchaeus, he can save anyone. Your deep love for them and your trusting in Jesus Christ has no doubt brought you to your knees as you pray for your loved ones who live up in the sycamore trees. But on the other hand, it may be that we find ourselves more like the folks in the crowd there in Jericho. Ugh, Zacchaeus, a Christian? Really? It's as if we hope and pray that some folks be kept out of the kingdom. We think, well, if they're in heaven, I'm not sure I want to go. We just as soon have certain folks stay up the tree and never come down. Democrats. Republicans. Independents. The apathetic. Whoever. But the moment that we think that we are more deserving of salvation than anybody else, we are in big trouble. We have missed the point. Original sin is equally distributed. We are, as Frank Limehouse says, OS positive, original sin positive. God looks at our hearts and sees that we are all in the same boat spiritually. We are lost. It's like the husband and wife who went to get their annual physical, and the wife had some concerns about her husband, who was starting to forget things as he was growing in age, and so she brought it up at the end of the appointment, and she said, you know, doc, we're getting up there in years and beginning to forget things. And the doctor said, well, you know, that happens, but I can recommend maybe if you write things down, you'll start to remember things. So she elbowed her husband, and okay, we'll give it a shot. Well, just that night, watching television in the living room, the husband got up to go to the kitchen. Honey, would you like anything while I'm in there? Well, I'd love a bowl of ice cream. Okay, I'll get you a bowl. You think you might want to write that down? I can have ice cream, I've got it. Well, she said, well, I want some strawberries on that ice cream. Ice cream, strawberries. You want to write that down? Ice cream, strawberries. Well, I want hot syrup on that, some chocolate syrup. Got it. Ice cream, strawberries, chocolate syrup. Got it. All right, goes in for a little bit, comes out. He's got a plate of bacon and eggs that he's putting in front of his wife. And she looks up at him indignantly and asks, where's my toast? Well, we are all in the same boat. Jesus loves even the hypocrites. And it is a miracle. It is a miracle. Anytime God in his mercy saves a sinner. Never ever underestimate the ability of our Lord not only to save sinners, but to change lives. The result of Zacchaeus' salvation was what? That he gave half of his goods to the poor and restored fourfold anyone whom he had defrauded. This is what happens when you become a Christian. You have a changed heart. You are a new creation. You are different. Well, as many of you already know, a great revival took place in Beaufort back in the early 1830s. And what the Holy Spirit did during that time in Little Beaufort can hardly be measured. At the time, Beaufort had a population of 600. And from St. Helena's alone, over 40 men went into the gospel ministry as a result of the revival. And my favorite testimony from that amazing time of ministry is from a young man who attended St. Helena's weekly, but he lived up in the sycamore trees. Was there week in and week out, sitting where you sit, but had never come down. But in this revival, he found his life turned upside down by an encounter with Jesus Christ. And here are his own words describing his conversion. "I had the honor to be invited to attend the WISP Club, an exclusive group of young professional men who met once a week for no other purpose that I could see but to have a good time. This was attempted by playing cards and drinking a good deal of brandy. One morning at church services, Mr. Walker, the rector of St. Helena's at the time, announced that a series of evangelistic meetings was to be held and urged the congregation to attend. I had no intention of going to any such meetings. I had no understanding then of what I now know, that God moves in a mysterious way his wonders to perform. One evening, while the meetings were taking place, I attended the WIST Club. One of the fellows, a bit tipsy, I fear, pushed back from his chair after several hands and he had played and said, 'This is dough, my hearties. Let's go out and find some fun.' Another spoke up, 'Yeah, there's some sort of hell raising going on at the tabernacle. Let's go over and break up the thing for a lark.' Well, we went, but it broke us up instead. The minister preaching was a young man, the Reverend Daniel Baker, a Presbyterian. There was none of the ranting in his speech of matter which we had expected. He spoke quietly, but with deep conviction. As I listened, a sense of the rightness of what he was telling me gave me a sense of excitement. It came to me as a joyous revelation that salvation through Jesus Christ was meant for me. He spoke of the forgiveness of sin, of reconciliation with God, and of putting oneself wholly in God's hands so that he could mold and guide and use each of us. This was indeed a challenge. I went again the next night, as did most of my WIST Club comrades. I took the humble confession and experienced the joy of cleansing and acceptance into his love by my Lord and my God." That young man, William Jones Boone, went on to become an Episcopal minister and the first Anglican bishop to China. The grace and mercy that changed your life gives you a generous heart. The converted sinner knows the depths of his own sin and what it is that he has been saved from. He who has been forgiven much forgives much. Well, you may have a Zacchaeus in your life, but you may also be the one up in the tree. You might be the one who is curious about Jesus and you are here at St. Helena's this morning to take a closer look. You might be up there in the tree looking out thinking, well, there he is, but the things that I've done are too bad for him to cover, for him to forgive. You might think that you are simply a bystander, but in fact, this morning, you have a divine appointment with Jesus Christ. Your entire life has been leading up to this point. Jesus is passing by, and he is calling to you. Simply come down out of that tree. Trust and believe on him. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red like crimson, they shall become like wool. Jesus is in the life-changing business. He changed Zacchaeus. He changed Martin Luther. He changed William Jones Boone, and he is passing by now, extending that same offer of new birth. Well, who do you know that's up in that sycamore tree? Don't give up on them. Pray for them. Share the gospel with them. Pray that God would lead others into their lives who have a Zacchaeus testimony. If your heart is hard toward them, pray that you might see them through the eyes of Jesus, that our hearts would break over those who do not know the Lord, and that the full life that He offers is there. And this morning, if you are the one who was up in that tree, you have the opportunity to come forward and receive Jesus Christ for the very first time. You know, altar calls aren't very popular in the Episcopal Church, but we have one here at St. Helena's every Sunday, where Jesus Himself offers the invitation and asks us to join Him at His table, to receive Him as Lord and Savior in bread and in wine. If God has led you to make that decision this morning, share it with somebody, like Zacchaeus, who could not keep from sharing the joy that he had of a changed life. Whether you know Zacchaeus or whether you are Zacchaeus, God's love covers the great multitude of all of those sins, and His arm is never, ever too short to save. And so that we might be sent out to shake the trees and to offer the gift of salvation to those who are in them. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, You came to seek and save the lost, and all of us are born into sycamore trees. But Your infinite grace and mercy, by them You have met us in our brokenness and have saved us in spite of ourselves. We pray this morning for those who don't know You, those whom we love, and those whom we have a hard time loving. Lord, save them and change them. And for those here this morning who have looked at You from the sidelines, from the top of sycamore trees, we pray this morning that they would enter into a personal relationship with You. We ask these things in the name of the mighty Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen.